Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time.
Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, my name is Gordon Baker from room 1604. Could you check to see if anything has been delivered for me?
Ah, yes. An envelope was dropped off for you this afternoon. Here you are.
I've been expecting that. Thank you. It contains some papers I need to send to my office. Do you happen to have a fax machine I could use?
Certainly. There's one in the business center on the second floor. You'll need to cross the lobby and take the stairs to get there.
Number 32. What does the man ask the woman to do? Number 33. What does the woman give the man? Number 34. Where is the business center located? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, could you tell me what your business hours are?
Certainly. Normally, we're open from 8 to 6. However, we're extending our hours until 11 p.m. this week because of our holiday sale. Everything in the store is going to be 40% off from Friday to Sunday.
Thanks. Actually, there's a set of luggage I want to purchase, but I'm out of town on business until next week. Do you think I could get the discount if I came in on Monday morning?
Sorry, but the discount is only being offered until Sunday. However, if you make the purchase on our website before then, you'll be eligible for the reduced price.
Number 35. What does the woman ask about? Number 36. Why is the woman unable to come to the sale? Number 37. Why does the man say,
"The discount is only being offered until Sunday"?
Go on to the next page. Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Alex, where should I put the folders for our completed commercial development projects?
Jerry's old office next to the conference room should be fine for now. The space has been vacant since he left our team a month ago.
Got it. Are you sure Ms. White wants us to keep all these documents?
She does. She mentioned that she plans to refer to them for future initiatives.
Okay. Oh, I want to write the project names on each folder before I put them away. Do you have a permanent marker?
Here you are. Just leave it by my keyboard if I'm not around when you finish.
Number 38. Where does the man tell the woman to put the folders? Number 39. What does Miss White plan to do? Number 40. Why does the man say,
"Here you are"?
Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Everything looks great in here, Vicky. Plus, the menu you've arranged looks perfect. It looks like you're prepared for the grand opening on Friday.
The restaurant is nearly ready, but I'm a bit nervous about one thing. I mailed invitations to all the food critics in town, but most have yet to respond. Do you think I should still prepare meals for them?
Well, it would be a shame to waste any food. If you'd like, I can make some calls to confirm their attendance for you. I'm free all afternoon and happy to help.
Number 41.
What will take place on Friday? Number 42. Why is the woman worried? Number 43. What does the man offer to do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Welcome to Ellison Printers. Can I help you with anything?
I need to get some business cards printed for my sailboat rental agency. One of our customers had her cards printed here, and they turned out well. I was hoping you could design something similar for me.
Yes, of course. Unfortunately, we've got a lot of orders lined up, so we won't have the time to print yours until next week. I hope it won't be a problem.
That's okay. I'm not in a rush to have them done anyway. I'll be on vacation for a few weeks.
Number 44. What does the woman want to do? Number 45. How did the woman learn about the man's company? Number 46. What does the man say about the woman's request? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Nancy from Ewing Hotel speaking. How can I help you?
This is Greg Davis. I recently stayed at your hotel and accidentally paid extra for services I did not use.
I'm sorry to hear about that, Mr. Davis. Are you referring to your stay on November 5th?
That's right. My bill indicated that I ordered room service that evening, but I was out eating with colleagues.
Yes, I see you received a charge for $30. I'll cancel that now. Is there anything else I can help with?
That'll do. I just hope an error like this doesn't happen again, as I've long been impressed with your hotel's service and staff.
Number 47. Who most likely is the woman? Number 48. What does the man say he did on November 5th? Number 49. Why does the man say,
"That'll do"?
Go on to the next page. Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Did you know that the Lithuanian Ballet is performing in town this week? I read an article about them in the newspaper yesterday.
No, I didn't, but I've heard that they're quite spectacular.
I'm organizing a group from the office to go tonight so that we can get 25% off the regular price. Do you want to come with us?
I wish I could go with you, but I have to work overtime tonight. I have a big presentation to give to some of our foreign investors in the morning, but I hope you enjoy yourselves.
Number 50. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 51. What will most likely take place this evening? Number 52. What will the man probably do tomorrow morning? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm here because I was wondering if you offer daily passes that allow for unlimited use of the subway system.
We do. However, they are only valid within the city. Seeing as the Navy line goes outside of the metropolitan area, the pass won't work for all stops on that line.
Oh, that should be fine. I'm just planning on going around the city to do some sightseeing on Saturday. How much are the passes?
They're $5 for adults and $2 for children aged 10 and under.
Okay, I'll take one of each, please.
Number 53. What does the woman ask the man about? Number 54. What does the man say about the subway system? Number 55. What does the woman say she will do on the weekend? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Welcome to Ruby Hotel. My name is Natalie. I'll help you check in today.
Thanks. My colleague and I have a reservation under Matthew Daniels.
Yes. Here are your booking details. You have two suites reserved, right?
That's correct. By the way, do the suites have Wi-Fi?
Yes, we offer free wireless internet in all rooms. You can find the login information on the room keyholder.
One last thing. Could our luggage be stored here for a few hours on Friday?
Certainly. Do you know when you'll pick it up?
We should be back from a dinner with business partners around 8 p.m.
All right. Upon checkout, I'll give your bags to our concierge. He'll hold on to them for you until you return.
Number 56. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 57. According to the woman, what does the hotel provide? Number 58. What event will the men probably attend on Friday? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
It might be a good idea if we took Miss Claridge to see the Waterton Hotel tomorrow. I think she would enjoy seeing a structure that we designed, and it would help her understand what our firm is capable of doing.
That's an excellent idea. She mentioned before that she has never visited any of our buildings. She might be more likely to hire our firm for her construction project if she can view one of our projects in person.
Okay. I'll call her secretary right away and let her know about our plans. We can take a car to pick her up and then come back to the office afterwards.
Number 59. Who most likely are the speakers? Number 60. Why does the woman want to take Ms. Claridge to the Waterton Hotel? Number 61. What will the woman probably do next? Go on to the next page. Question 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Thank you both for helping me set up everything for our boss's retirement party.
No problem, Peter. Glad we could give you a hand.
Yeah. There's one issue left to address, though.
Right. It's that the stage microphone's no longer working.
Oh, really? Shouldn't we call Ed Thompson? He's in charge of maintenance and repair tasks.
I think he's on vacation until tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. I'll get in touch with him as soon as he gets back.
Number 62. What problem do the women mention? Number 63. Who most likely is Ed Thompson? Number 64. What does the man say he will do? Question 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and sign.
Sally, I didn't expect to run into you here.
Oh, hi, Carl. I'm parked right over there. I just came to the department store to pick up a graduation gift for Gina.
What are you going to get for her?
She mentioned that she needed a new suit for job interviews.
That's great. I heard that this store is having a sale on women's business wear. Let's check it out together. We could also buy a pair of shoes to go with the suit. What do you think?
That's a great idea. Let's have some food first, though. I'm starving.
Okay. I'm not sure which floor we need to go to, though.
We can check the sign next to the elevator.
Number 65. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 66. What does the man suggest? Number 67. Look at the graphic. What floor will the speakers go to next? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and chart.
Kayla, is everything ready for the launch event for the Super Printer 400 next Thursday?
Barry's still working on the press release. He said he's still deciding which pictures to include.
Okay, I'll discuss it with him over lunch today. What about the product demonstration?
Yeah, about that. Julian was supposed to be doing it, but he's unavailable because of an urgent business trip.
Well then, can you ask the head of IT to take Julian's place? He's familiar with the product, so he'll be able to do the demonstration easily enough. Oh, and don't forget to ask Kim to prepare a questionnaire. We don't want to miss the opportunity to get feedback from the press.
Sure. I'll call him right away.
Number 68. Why will the man talk to Barry? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Who most likely will give the product demonstration? Number 70. What will the woman probably do next? Go on to the next page.